The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And we're streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And they may be the next one right here in our Spotlight. This week, our Spotlight takes us back to Patchogue Medford School District, home of the Raiders. And we're going to talk with the Board of Education's Legislative Committee that reached out and also had student involvement. So to tell us a little bit more about this initiative, Ms. Christine Rignola, school board trustee, and me and Christine have kicked around the school board hall, so to speak, for several years, and went up to Albany a couple times and tried to haggle it out with our state officials. So, Christine, tell us about this initiative that got started in PatMed, and more importantly, how you got the students involved with it as well.
Okay, great. It's nice to be here, Bob. As chairperson of the legislative committee, this year my goal was to have student involvement. I think it's just a great opportunity to have the students there to learn about how government operates. And then this trip that we had gave them firsthand experience to see the process as well as our state capitol. More importantly, to interact with their officials as well, because I think it's very important to alleviate some of the inhibitions that they may have in speaking with government officials. And our purpose is really to have them be educated and participating citizens.
Yeah, it's a great way to teach them civics, teach them to get involved and how to advocate for something for their school and how to have a conversation with a state official and kind of what they may be looking for to help them help us down here on Long Island. We have Joey Cohen. He's Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources here at Patchogue Medford. And Joey, how did the district go about seeking out some students to participate in this?
We really look for high school age students who are interested in government and they needed to show an interest. They work with their teachers and our Director of Social Studies and Humanities. And we have here today Dan and Alex, and they were selected because of their interest. And they really, you know, did a great job in interacting with the legislators in Albany. They had some really viable questions that were pertinent to their interests. So we're very proud of what they accomplished.
All right. Alex and Dan, you're both high school seniors at Patchogue Medford, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So, Alex, we'll start with you. How did you hear about this initiative and this committee, and why did you want to get involved?
So I initially heard about this opportunity through my AP government teacher, Ms. Schaefer, who's excellent and always looking to get students involved. And she opened up class one day with the mention of this trip to Albany that was happening, that they were looking for students to participate to take this day-long trip all the way up to the Capitol, and then if we were interested, we would have to express that in a brief kind of paragraph-like essay pertaining to why we were interested in the trip that would be reviewed either by the board or by the director of the department to select, I think, 30 students that were going on the trip.
Now, your trip was originally scheduled earlier in the year, but Mother Nature had some other plans, and it's probably a good thing that you didn't go up there because Albany got socked in with a tremendous amount of snow, and just basically for Albany to shut down the way it did, that was some heck of a storm. So what about, tell me about the preparation prior to the trip. What were some of the things you guys had to do?
So just in terms of logistics, we did have a meeting with Ms. Rignola prior to the initial date that we were supposed to be going on the trip to go over publication permission, safety, making sure that everything would go as smoothly as humanly possible. And then we really got into what we were going to be doing, which was visiting with legislators and talking to them about things that concerned our district, ourselves as individuals. So personally, I looked into some of the issues that our state senators and assemblymen were addressing at the time, and then also some things that I was interested in as well. I looked into the our legislators' backgrounds and made sure that I was knowledgeable enough to approach them with pertinent questions that were relevant both to myself and to my district.
I'm reminding myself, I'm speaking to a high school senior, you sound like a seasoned lobbyist, I got to tell you, and
thank
that's
you.
Very impressive. Dan, same question for you. What piqued your interest to get involved, and you know, what did you learn through the process in preparation before we get into and have conversations about your trip to Albany and what you guys did up there? What piqued your interest, and what was the process of, you know, your research in the background to prepare for the trip?
Well, the thing that really piqued my interest was the fact that I feel like any good citizen should really go to the Capitol and visit and see how the process actually works, because a citizen has a responsibility to be involved in their government, though in one form or another. And now the way that I got introduced with the committee,
right?
Yes. Yep. I was informed by Ms. Schaefer, my AP Gov teacher. Me and Alex have different classes, though different periods. And we spent pretty much most of the period talking about this trip and how good it was going to be.
Yeah, because a trip to Albany isn't exactly like an exotic location that people want to go to in the wintertime. So so it was definitely, you wanted to see the Capitol. And I agree with you, Dan. You know, people should know how the process works. So many people just assume they could pick up the phone and a legislator or a federal representative should be able to take care of something right away, just get it done, because we're the only people that exist on the face of the earth, and forget all the other senators and assembly people from around the state of New York. The state of New York's pretty big and they're very diverse. So you're right. They should learn the process. They should see it up close and personal, because it might surprise them how involved the process is and what it really takes to get something done. So what was some of the topic and areas that you researched that you wanted to have a conversation with the folks in Albany in?
Well, some of the topics that I researched was homelessness, though, because personally I have a connection to that, which sadly enough, a lot of Americans in this country do have, which is really a bad negative, though I feel that anyone should have to go through.
And
though,
for people on Long Island and in Suffolk County, homelessness, hunger is something that has increased over the years. Districts like PatMed, William Floyd, the district that I sit on the board in, you know, socioeconomic challenges and diversity is a real issue. And for young people, people would be surprised who's homeless these days. It's not what you envision. And it doesn't take a lot to get there. And we need a little more empathy, I think, across this nation regarding that matter. And I think people could do a lot better to help those folks out, too.
Yes.
So that being one of the major issues, what were some of the other topics you touched on?
Another topic that we touched on as a collective, as a group of questions, was the heroin and opioid epidemic, which is sadly enough current. And
Suffolk County is the epicenter for the heroin epidemic in all of New York State at alarming rates. And you're probably, you know, listen, addiction, it's the only thing in this world that doesn't discriminate, doesn't care how much money you make, don't make, the color of your skin, whether you come from a good family or a bad family. All people, all ages, and it crosses all boundaries. It's the only thing in this world that doesn't discriminate. And so many young people, so many people close to your age are dying at alarming rates. So that's a real important topic. What else did you touch on?
Well, just to go back to the heroin and opioid epidemic. Thank you. A lot of the homeless people, though, they usually get stuck on the bottom with that kind of problem, because I've seen firsthand, cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, just gone all AWOL.
Right.
And I've seen people have to go to the hospital. People have been in fights, and it's just terrible, though, how low this thing goes.
And again, you know, we have seen it impact younger and younger people. The death rates due to addiction or the heroin epidemic are at levels never seen before. Addiction has been around for a long, long time. I'm in the business, and I've been in the business for 26 years. The drug of choice has changed over the years, but what makes this so different is how deadly it is. So what would be the one thing you're looking for Albany to change about that?
Well, I feel like Albany should really focus their attention on the problem of homelessness, because that is the basic factor of the most, I feel,
it's a huge
problems.
Root issue that people yes. just seem to be stuck in, that, you know, people that are homeless are struggling, and they're also probably dealing with the demons of addiction as well. So,
and it's
start
an endless
with that.
Cycle.
Right. And listen, you start there and you try to build it up from there, because if you're homeless, you could try to bring stability and go from there. We're going to continue our fascinating conversation with some amazing high school seniors from Patchogue Medford about their trip to Albany.